Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a chop jungle break in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into something much more focused. Crisp transients on top, dusty mids underneath, and a low end that stays out of the way of your sub. This is one of those classic drum and bass moves that sounds simple until you hear it in the mix. The goal is not just more distortion. The goal is control. We want the break to feel aggressive, alive, and a little bit worn in, but still clean enough that the snare cracks through and the groove stays readable. A good way to think about this is in frequency jobs. Don't just think, how much dirt do I want? Think, what is each part of the break actually doing? Below about 120 Hz, you usually want the break to stay tidy or get out of the way completely. The 120 Hz to 1 kHz area is body and weight. Then around 1 to 5 kHz is where the attitude lives, the stick noise, the snare edge, the bite, and above that is air and hiss, which is often the first thing to tame if the distortion gets scratchy. Start by choosing the right break. You want something with clear transient definition already in it. Amen style breaks, think break style loops, old funk snippets, anything with a strong snare and some hi-hat detail will work well. Drag the break into an audio track, then slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transients if you want flexibility, or use fixed divisions like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want to program a more deliberate jungle pattern. And here's an important teacher note, don't just use the full loop untouched. Build a short 1-bar or 2-bar chop. Put in one strong snare hit, a couple of ghost notes, some hat fragments, maybe a reverse slice or a stretched fill. You want it to feel edited and intentional, not like a loop that was just dropped in and left alone. Before you distort anything, clean the source. Distortion exaggerates problems, so if the break already has mud or ugly resonances, those will get louder and messier once you start processing. Put an EQ8 on the break and high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it sounds muddy, dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz by a few dB. If there's any harsh ringing, notch it around 2.5 to 5 kHz. You're just making room so the processing reacts in a musical way. You can also use utility here. If the sample feels too wide, narrow it a little, maybe to 80 or 90%. If your setup supports bass mono control, keep the low end mono. That helps the break stay solid once the bass enters. Now for the key move. Split the break into layers. This is where the crisp transients and dusty mids start to separate in a really useful way. Make two parallel layers, or duplicate the break onto two tracks. One layer is your transient layer. This is for attack and snap. Keep it light, little or no heavy distortion. This layer should preserve the kick and snare punch. The other layer is your dust layer. This is for grit, body, and mid-range texture. This one can take more abuse, more saturation, more filtering, more attitude. If you're using a drum rack, you can split chains there. If you're working with audio tracks, just duplicate the clip and process the copies differently. The important idea is that attack and dirt do not have the same job. Let's build the transient layer first. A simple chain works well here. EQ8. Then drum bus, then glue compressor. On EQ8, high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so this layer doesn't compete with the sub. If it feels boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz a bit. If the snare needs more crack, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Then use drum bus lightly. Keep the drive low, maybe 2 to 6%. Push the transients control up a bit, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, depending on how sharp you want it. Boom can usually stay low or off for this kind of jungle chop unless you really want extra thump. The job here is not to smash the break. The job is to preserve the edges. Finish that layer with glue compressor. Use a 2-to-1 ratio, a slower attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and let the release breathe naturally, either on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for just a couple dB of gain reduction. Enough to control it, not enough to flatten it. Now the fun part. The dust layer. This is where the worn, gritty jungle personality lives. A good chain here is EQ8, then saturator or roar, then drum bus, then autofilter, then another EQ8. Start with EQ8 before the distortion. High pass around 30 to 50 Hz, so you're not feeding a necessary low end into the dirt. If the layer is too thick, you can dip around 200 to 300 Hz. If you want less fizz later, you can low pass around 8 to 12 kHz here or after the distortion. Then hit it with saturator. Turn soft clip on, drive it somewhere in a range of plus 4 to plus 10 dB, and trim the output so you're not just clipping for the sake of clipping. If you want a rougher tone, analog clip mode can work nicely too, as long as the source can handle it. If you want a more modern, aggressive DNB texture, Roar is excellent. Keep it focused in the mids. Don't overdo the top end. The point is to create density and character, not brittle fizz. After that, Drum Bus can add another layer of controlled roughness. Use Drive moderately, maybe 5 to 15%. You can even back off the transients a little on this layer if you want it to feel more smeared and aged. Crunch can add bark, but use it carefully. Then use auto filter to shape the dust. A low pass around 6 to 10 kHz can keep the layer focused and prevent hiss from taking over. A little resonance can add character. And in your arrangement, you can automate the cutoff subtly, so the grit feels alive instead of static. Finally, use EQ8 after the distortion to clean up the result. If there's scratchy fizz around 6 to 9 kHz, cut it. If you want more snare, throat or break bite, a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz can help. If the saturation made the low mids too heavy, cut some mud again. This is how you get dusty and controlled instead of just messy. Now blend the two layers together. Send both to a drum group or drum bus and start with the transient layer as your reference point. Bring the dust layer in much lower, maybe 6 to 12 dB quieter at first. Then raise it until the break feels alive without losing clarity. If it feels blurry, the dust layer is too loud, too full range, or both. On the drum group bus, a little glue compressor can help the layers act like one instrument. Keep it subtle, with light gain reduction. You can also add a very gentle drum bus on the group if needed, just to glue the sound together. A tiny EQ dip around 300 Hz can help if the bus starts to build up. If you want extra grime without destroying the main break, create a parallel return track. Put saturator first, drive it harder, then EQ8 to high pass the lows and low pass the top, and a compressor to keep the level stable. Send only a little of the break to that return. This is a really useful trick, because it lets you add density and dust while keeping the main transient intact. And don't forget the arrangement context. In drum and bass, your break has to survive next to a sub-heavy bass line. Keep the sub mono. Make sure the chopped break isn't carrying too much energy below 100 Hz. If the bass is masking the snare, sidechain it or carve space with EQ. If the snare still isn't cutting, look around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz for presence and 4 to 6 kHz for crack. A big mistake people make is judging the dust layer in solo and trying to make it sound good by itself. Don't do that. The dust layer is allowed to sound ugly on its own. What matters is how it behaves with the bass and the rest of the track. Solo mode lies to you sometimes. Mix mode tells the truth. Also watch your effects. Long reverb tails, wide stereo widening, and heavy chorus can soften the snare hit more than the distortion itself. If the chop feels smaller, reduce effect width before you reduce drive. That's a really important one. Once the core sound is working, bring in movement. Don't leave the chop static for the entire arrangement. In the intro, you can filter the dust layer down and keep the transient layer reduced. In the verse or drop, let both layers hit. Before the drop, automate the saturator drive or the filter cutoff so the break gets dirtier and more filtered for a moment. Then open the transient layer hard when the drop lands. That contrast is huge. A nice jungle trick is to make the last half bar before the drop feel more constrained, more filtered, even a little more battered. Then when the full transient layer comes back in, the impact feels bigger without needing more elements. For extra texture, you can add a tiny room reverb or a short delay on ascend. But keep it subtle. Use hybrid reverb with a very short decay if you want that record-like space around the break. The goal is atmosphere, not wash. A few pro moves can take this further. First, try resampling. Once you've got a chain that feels right, print it to audio and chop that new audio again. That's often where the most authentic jungle texture comes from. Second, you can push one hit harder than the others, especially the main snare. Give that hit more saturation or more send to the dirt return, so the break has hierarchy. Third, if you want more control over the snap, don't rely only on processors. Sometimes shortening the slice start, cleaning the fades, or nudging the clip timing is what makes the transient feel locked in. If you want a quick practice target, build a two-bar jungle chop with a strong snare on 2 and 4, a few ghost notes, and one fill at the end of bar 2. Split it into transient and dust layers. Keep the low end under control. Add a parallel dirt return. Then test it with a sub note and a respace. If the snare still cuts, the break still has texture when the bass enters, and the distortion sounds like body instead of fizz, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Separate the attack from the dirt. Keep the transient layer cleanish and tight. Make the dust layer gritty, filtered, and controlled. Glue them together lightly. Then automate and resample so the chop evolves across the track. That's how you get a jungle break that feels crisp, worn, and dangerous, while still leaving room for the base to hit. Alright, that's the move. In the next step, try building your own two-layer jungle chop in Ableton Live 12 and see how far you can push the grit before the snap starts to fall apart.